all, and welcome to our weekly business podcast. My name is Justin Crawford, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Tanya Garcia from the Business Network News Channel. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Today we're going to talk about social media and how important it has become for Canadians and especially for Canadian business. Can you take us through the new report by the Canadian Internet Registration Authority just released on this subject?
Sure. The report shows that almost 90% of Canadians now have an internet connection. Nearly all of them use social media to some extent, and 61% participate on social media every single day. This definitely shows a trend of increasing use of social media in Canada.
How do men and women compare?
Women are more likely to use social media daily. There is a difference of about 10 percentage points. Of those who use social media, 75% of women do so every day versus 62% for men. Women use the internet for do-it-yourself projects more than men, but men are more likely to buy things online than women.
How do the numbers break down between the social media platforms?
Facebook is a clear leader, with 77% of internet users having an account, but they seem to have stabilized. Then comes LinkedIn and Instagram, tied at 35%, followed by Twitter at 26%, and finally Snapchat at 19%.
There are other social media applications, though.
Yes, of course, there are many others, but these are the big five. One to watch in the coming months is TikTok, which allows users to post short, entertaining videos. That one has been growing.
What story does the report tell for business owners?
Marketers and business owners are learning how to reach social media users, but first they need to find them. This information will help business owners develop an effective social media marketing strategy. Even the Government of Canada has been exploring ways to use social media to inform and engage with Canadians. That's a new trend.
Should all businesses advertise on the largest social media platform?
Not necessarily. It depends on the marketing goals. An organization may want to reach the maximum number of people, or it may prefer to target certain groups of people, according to age or interests. For example, Instagram is particularly popular among young people under 25.
Are there any other interesting trends in the report?
Well, one point of concern for Canadian businesses is the growing tendency to use social media to lodge complaints, primarily on Facebook and Twitter. Negative online comments can be very damaging for a company's reputation. A full 54% of Canadians stated that they complained about a product or service in the last year. The complaints are about restaurants, telecommunication companies, or airlines, to name just a few industries.
Thank you for this summary, Tanya. Very interesting.
It was my pleasure.